the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
No rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
So wrapped up, we've forgotten how. Welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. Typically, I do a set genre, and I've kind of lacked on that in the past 2 weeks. But the new Geese album just came out, and so I wanted to include that in this week's episode because I can't stop listening to it. So I had to, sort of work around that. Obviously, I could have just done this is what I've been listening to recently, but I didn't want to do that. So I chose to do just a bunch of alternative music, which is such a silly way to categorize music. Is it's it's alternative or indie. That doesn't really help with genres and stuff. So I ended up on the little Instagram that I have for the show, I ended up calling it What's Alternative Anyways, because genuinely, what is alternative music, and what does that mean? Because I don't know. What I just had playing was I Don't Want It by Ween. I got introduced by Ween or to Ween, but introduced to Ween by one of my best friend's boyfriends. Not that she has multiple, I'm saying one of my best friend. It was from her boyfriend. 2 summers ago, and I just haven't stopped listening to them. I think they're so different in a way. Obviously, they're just, it's just music, but I do think they do an excellent job of keeping it different and new and whatever. Anyway, what I have up next is I'm Trying to Break Your Heart by Wilco, and then New York I Love You But You're Bringing Me Down by LCD Sound System. I just adore both Wilco and LCD Sound System. It's very fall, in my opinion. And I found Wilco through The Bear. Not to be, lame. But, and maybe I feel like my dad probably listened to them as well. But, and then LCD Sound System is just, the indie sleaze of it all. If you know what I mean. The indie sleaze of it all. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the next couple songs.
So right when you said I've been drinking. take up your band-aid, cause I don't believe in touchdowns. What was I thinking when we said hello? Thinking when I let you back in, I am trying to break your heart. I am trying to break your heart. Would still I be lying if I said it wasn't easy? I am trying to break your heart.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your store when you open the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. just don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect, in the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, the songs I just had playing was New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down. And then before that, it was Wilco with I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. I was saying the indie sleaze of it all for LCD Sound System. I feel like indie sleaze is so like fall. And so it's very poignant. Not poignant. I can't remember the right word. But, like, it's very, like, with it to have LCD Sound System right now because it's October 1st already, which is insane. And I think next week it'll be almost a year that I've had this show. I think the first episode was October 9th. I could be completely wrong, but it was somewhere like October 7th or October 9th. I need to look, but I know it's been like a year of I'll Try Anything Once next week, which is like absolutely insane. So I'm thinking of doing something super fun for that. I don't know what yet, but something like maybe I'll do like my favorite genres that I've done so far and like pull songs from that or something. But it is insane that it's been like a year of this. Like it's a year? Oh my god. Anyway, what I have up next is Hold On Magnolia by I never know with this album, like, if it's Songs Ohio is the artist or if it's Jason Molina. I think it's Jason Molina. I'm pretty sure, like, 99%. Sometimes I'm just a girl who doesn't know, and I stand by that because you don't have to know everything all the time. It's just sometimes I struggle. It's okay. And then after that, I have Never Ending Math Equation by Sunkill Moon. I was saying earlier, I like typically do genres, but this week and last week I kind of flopped with that. But I wanted to just do like, I was going through Last FM and I was looking at like Geese and then Ween and going through like all the artists that are connected to them. And they don't really have like a genre put on them, which is kind of like, it kind of bugs me because it's like, what do you mean? There's no like, you can't categorize them, but also like, good, you can't categorize them. But a lot of the time it'll just say like alternative or indie, which I struggle with that category or categorization because it's like genuinely, what does that mean? So I wanted to do just like alternative music because it's fun. I guess it's like anything that's not pop or like country, anything that doesn't fit into that box. But I do think it's like stupid to call it like, oh, it's alternative, because that's like, what does that mean? Maybe also like the culture with it and everything, but who knows? Again, I'm just a girl who sometimes doesn't know. Anyway, here is Hold On Magnolia.
In my life, tonight. I think I've worked it out with all of them. Oh, Magnolia. To the thunder and the rain. To that has just signed my name. To the bottom. Great highway moon. No one has to be that strong, but if you're stubborn like me, I know what you're trying to be.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4, broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I had playing was Neverending Math Equation by Sunkill Moon. And then before that, it was Hold On Magnolia. And then what I have up next is from Geese's new album, which came out on Friday, which... like, I feel like it's been out forever because I just keep listening to it and I can't turn it off. Their new album, Getting Killed, it's epic, and I highly recommend everyone listen to it because, come on, it's Geese, and you should trust me because I have good opinions, I like to think. Anyway, it is Opes Do Cocaine, and then after that I have Kaput by Destroyer, who I just recently, uncovered. This was a... Last FM discovery, where I was doing like a deep dive into people, and then they show you like related artists, and this was one of them, and I was like, oh my god, they're lit. Yeah, if I don't stop talking about the Geese album, I will keep talking about it because I really like it. It is getting like a bit of discourse on Twitter, which, like, oh my god, cancel me because I use Twitter. Like, you should Salem Witch Trials me because I use Twitter, but I can't help myself. Sometimes a girl just needs Twitter. Because people are like, these are the next big things in rock. And then there's people who are like, well, you say that about everyone, but I actually do think they're super awesome and like the next big thing. I tried to get tickets, or like, I didn't get tickets when they were doing ticket sales initially, and then I've been looking at like resale tickets. Oh my god, they're expensive. They are so expensive for Toronto. It's like $280 for resale tickets, which, like, I love Geese, but I don't know if I love Geese for $280. And also, like, $280 for one ticket. That's like almost Taylor Swift level. Like, well, no, but like, for some people, that's almost Taylor Swift level. Anyway, I'm gonna stop talking about Geese and just let you guys enjoy the music.
days, chasing some girls, all right, chasing cocaine through the back rooms of the world all
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. Today's episode absolutely flew by. I have two songs left, which is insane because I feel like it went by so fast. What I just had playing was Out of Hand by Dinosaur Jr. And then before that, it was Kaput by Destroyer. And then all the way back was Opes Do Cocaine by Geese. What I have up next is Dog Song by Holidays in United States. And then Ballad of the Last Payphone by the New Pornographers. I don't really have a crazy ton to say, but if you guys have any ideas for the year anniversary of I'll Try Anything Once, like, message me on Instagram. It's I'll Try Anything Once program. I'll probably include it if you say anything that you want. That's like insane that it's been a year. Time flies so fast. Just like today. I don't really have like a ton to say. I've been watching Dancing with the Stars, which isn't my usual thing, even though I'm saying this as I watched the season of Love Island this summer, but shocking elimination last night. So if you follow Dancing with the Stars, like, let me know, because I was shocked by who got eliminated. I'm not gonna say, but it was interesting. Anyway, here's Dog Song.
Oh, and squaring me. Little fanfare or paid respect. Yeah, first comes love, then comes pity, then it's terminal velocity. Off the thieves of knowledge.